The United Way has released its ALICE report, which stands for Assisted Limited Income Constrained Employed. It's an apt description of many Hoosiers. It says 36% of households in Indiana could not afford basic needs such as housing, childcare, food, healthcare, and transportation in 2014. That means almost 1 million people live in households below the federal poverty level or live above it but still struggle to afford necessities. Maureen Noe, who heads the Indiana Association of United Ways, says the poverty numbers held steady since the last ALICE report 2 years ago, but working families haven't caught up with where they were before the recession.
We didn't just go back to 2012. We went back to 2007 to see truly what is the picture, because the assumption is we're all doing better since the recession, but the reality for a lot of our working families, they're not doing better.
In Indiana, the report says more than 550,000 households live above the official poverty level, but below the ALICE threshold for the basic cost of living. Nancy Yvonne, president of the United Way of Madison County, says this new report also takes an in-depth look at who's struggling the most.
In our county, single female-headed households are 48% poverty. Male single-headed households are also much higher than married households.
The report found the cost of living increased in every county in Indiana between 2007 and 2014. It says nearly 70% of all jobs in the state pay less than $20 an hour, and low-wage jobs are expected to grow faster than high-wage jobs in the next decade. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.